Whether you're training for a marathon or building a business, your time and energy are already being pulled in a million directions. The last thing you want is payroll, benefits, and HR admin adding worry to the miles ahead. JustWorks helps take that weight off, combining intuitive software with real human support to help keep your business moving forward. So you can spend less time sweating the back office and more time chasing what's next. Run your business without running on worry, because you don't have to worry when it just works. Head to JustWorks.com to learn more.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What do you assume I'm talking about when I say hot summer nights?
Hot girl summer?
Road trips.
Sorry, guys. I'm still in the middle of my intro. Okay. It's
crazy. Oh, sorry.
You asked us. Yes.
Sleepovers, camping, pools. I know I asked a question, but it was more like for the outside. Or is it a fourth, more sinister option? Like making out.
Making out is sinister?
Yeah, baby.
Sinister. I like that one.
Okay, guys, it's Last Splash Week, and we are outside looking at real stars.
Hey, you like making out in the summertime or the wintertime?
Definitely summer.
Summer.
Yeah.
Although winter with coats on is pretty cute.
Coats? Coats?
You need to stay warm. You're like, I got to get under a blanket.
Out, I'm always naked.
Oh, my God, they're like glittering.
Whoa, that is so pretty.
It's called twinkling.
Oh, it's a firefly.
First of all, this real outside is so sick.
This real outside is so outside. This
okay.
Really so real.
Because I haven't been outside in a long time.
Well, thank God you're here.
How'd you get in the building?
Down in the tunnels.
Oh, my God. I've been in the tunnels. We'll do an episode down there. For this special episode, for Assumptions, we're going to take a trip down memory lane and talk about all of our summers.
Every single one of them.
I'm joined by Courtney, me, Amanda, Anthony, Olivia, and Joey.
Who left his shoes right there.
He went out into the woods and he hasn't come back.
He went for a piss.
Yeah, we'll see him later.
Anyways, guys, just a heads up, since it's Last Splash Week, there is amazing merch that you guys have to get your hands on. We have koozies and we have totes, so check it out on our merch website.
Do you use koozies?
I will say, and I'm going to say the East Coast.
Yeah.
I don't use it on the daily, but on the East Coast, they live for koozies.
She's always talking about the East Coast.
Add it to the reel.
You know what? I feel vulnerable and comfortable because we're outside looking at stars. So, yeah, I'm going to talk about the East Coast because that's where I spent my summers.
Yeah, and guess what? The people on the East Coast are seeing the exact same sky that we are.
Wow.
It's so beautiful.
Have you guys ever been, how did you spend your summers?
Inside.
Really?
Unfortunately.
Probably a little mix of both, you know? Yeah.
I spent mine in China.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you were inside
every summer?
In China?
It was really hot in China.
Whoa, is it a dry heat or
it's a humid heat.
Whoa.
I
love summer.
I think I prefer humid heat than dry.
Me too.
Me too. I do love it. My skin just drinks it up.
Yeah. Whoa, I was outside.
Whoa, there's a shooting star.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
You have to make a wish. What's your wish?
To make
I can't
out.
Tell you.
To make out in the summer.
I wish that 100 cheeseburgers would appear right now.
But 100?
100 cheeseburgers.
Well,
would appear
90
right
of
now.
Them are going to get cold.
No.
Hey, how many hot dogs are you going to have this summer?
Ooh, probably at least 3.
Do you eat a lot of hot dogs? I feel like one a summer is usually where I'm at.
Why did he ask that in that way?
I think everyone should
eat more
hot dogs.
I wasn't implying anything. That's a fair.
Guys, clip that right now.
So wait. I feel like hot dogs are like going to a baseball game or camp. That's how I
feel like if you have a grill.
Barbecues.
Yeah, barbecue.
Oh yeah, did you guys do a lot of barbecues?
Yeah, actually.
Inside.
The Padilla family. No, that's the one.
Indoor barbecue. The grill is a microwave.
The Padilla family get togethers. We'd always have a grill with some hot dogs.
You had Padilla family get togethers?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's also lots of lumpia there.
I was going to say.
Okay, Filipino.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, we had a lot of family reunion barbecues. So we'd bring all the Portuguese family together at my papa's house, and we would grill all day and swim in the pool.
Were they all local or did people like fly out for
No,
you?
they were all on the East Coast. But they were kind of local. They were kind of local. Mm. And all the cousins would just, everyone would be in bathing suits 24/7 and we would just be swimming. And we were very outside people, but a lot of family reunions.
Hell yeah.
Is that wild?
I always wanted one, never got one.
A family reunion?
There's too many of us.
Oh.
Yeah. We, in China in the summertime, I was bored, watched a lot of movies and Korean dramas.
Wow.
Ate a lot of rice.
Whenever I'd go to my grandma's house, she would always have rice cooking and the whole house would just always smell like rice.
Dude, that's fabulous.
I love that smell, though.
I love the smell of rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was like your guys' main summer foods?
Watermelon.
Corn on the cob.
Watermelon.
Corn on the cob's
a good one.
I would actually go to the state fair, the California State Fair, a lot because it would be up near Sacramento.
Oh, really?
And my dad and I would always be getting down on that corn on the cob.
Oh, I love corn. I love summer corn.
I love summer corn, girl.
You like corn, too.
I do love corn.
We had a lot of seafood, too. A ton of seafood.
East Coast?
I never had seafood.
Guys, I did not spend my summers in California.
I never had seafood in California.
I've yet to have a seafood boil. I've never had anything.
I'm not into that seafood, but I like to watch people eat seafood boils.
Yeah. We never had seafood boils. We always called them clam bakes.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried the quahogs, the stuffed quahogs.
Yep.
You were eating them all the time?
Oh, yeah. We had clams. We had quahogs. We had little necks, we had oysters, we had shrimp.
I was not familiar with seafood. The first time I even had sushi, I was like 18.
You didn't like it?
I was like 18. Same. I had like a California roll, like crab.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, that's a bit much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we grew up on it.
I wish we could trade summers.
I feel...
Trade? I don't know what I'm saying.
Like you want to be outside
more? You wanted me to go to China?
Yeah, and I want to go to Boston.
What would I be like if I spent my summers in China?
I think people would take pictures of you.
Oh, because you're so tall.
Or just because
you're foreign. So I'd be super famous. Very famous.
Do people in China just take pictures of foreign people?
Yeah, like totally. When
I went to Japan one time, it was like 10... Over 10 years ago, and I had like the emo hair, but people would randomly on the street ask to take a picture of me, not because they knew anything about Smosh or anything,
they
but because I was
your
just
emo hair.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Different kind of guy. They're like, "Whoa, new guy just dropped."
Yeah.
Don't you love when a new guy drops?
That's you.
That is you.
Okay, but I asked you guys earlier what you guys think a hot summer night is, and now you can answer because I already did my intro.
Yeah, you did that. Okay, good job. Good job on your intro, by the way.
Like, I didn't really have, like, a summer night thing until after I graduated high school. Probably, like, my last year and then right afterward.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What's, like, a hot summer night?
It's, like, little road trips with my friends, like, with the windows down.
Oh.
Or, like, going to hang out at a friend's place really late, but then you just, like, lay in the street.
Yes.
Because there's no cars coming at that time of night.
Vibes.
In the hot summer air. Lots of, like, going to playgrounds as, like,
like
an older teenager and just sitting there and talking. Because
yes.
It was, like, your one place away from adults that you felt safe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was meeting up at a friend's house, like, going from a friend's house to another friend's house to play this game called Cops and Robbers.
Oh yeah. Forgot about that one.
And we would play all around Arcadia, running. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. And then we would go to McDonald's or go to a playground and just sit there. Or I remember I would go to Lily. She lived on a cul-de-sac and we would just like lay.
Shout out Lily.
That's so fun. And drink boba and eat ice
boba
cream.
At that age?
Endless Snickers ice cream bars.
Wow.
Me too.
Oh my God, we had Snickers ice cream bars at my Vava's and we were like crazy for them.
Yeah.
Have you guys had a Snickers ice cream bar?
Oh my God, it's the best.
I've only ever watched people eat it.
No, I did that last summer. All summer.
It's psychotically good.
I know you did last summer.
I did it all last summer.
I'm sorry, not even a brand. Like, it's psychotically good.
I'm gonna have
some. Well, I was always like the cone, the frozen.
Oh yeah.
What's it called?
The drumstick?
The drumstick.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys have like
that.
ice cream trucks?
Yeah.
You know,
didn't we have money?
Trucks.
Sometimes. But I get the strawberry shortcake ice cream.
Oh, me too.
Or the drumstick.
Would you ever get the little, like, characters that look like shit?
Yes.
With, like, the gumball
eyes?
It was so shitty, but I had to have Sonic.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Okay, what was your hot summer night?
I think it's very similar. Like the neighborhood kids, we would love to go to the park at night. And we played cops and robbers, or like a version of it where it's just like, just hide from cars as they drove by.
Cars.
And like, I think where I was from, I just remember whenever I'd stay up late, the birds were going crazy at midnight. I just loved the sound of the birds singing at midnight.
I was wondering why some birds would go off at midnight.
Because they're partying. They're having their hot summer nights.
Yeah.
And I'm jealous.
They're all making out.
I do love the feeling of being up so late, though, that you start to hear the birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always played Manhunt. I don't know if you guys heard of Manhunt.
Is that like...
It's essentially cops and robbers, kind of, but we're not running from cars. We're in the woods, just... flashlights, and you're on teams, and you have to find each other.
Yeah, that's what we played, Manhunt.
Yeah, we called it Stalker, which is so scary now. Yeah, so cute, so wholesome, so childlike. Mm-hmm.
Stalker.
Is it the same thing as Manhunt?
It was very much like where people would break into two groups, and you're kind of chasing each other, but also running from each other.
Yes, yes, yes. Not dangerous at all.
No.
Did you guys ever have fun summer nights like that, where you're with a group of your friends and your crush was also there?
Yes.
I was never allowed.
Are you kidding me? Guys, it's a full moon right now. Oh, we're in a branch.
There's a branch.
Oh. We're playing Manhunt.
Oh. Did you guys have like coyotes or wolves?
I had coyotes. I didn't have wolves, but we had coyotes. And then I think, not mountain lions, but like one of those out in our, because we were right by some hills where I grew up.
We had peacocks and parrots.
Whoa.
Whoa.
A lot of peacocks.
We had bats.
Southern California?
Yeah, Arcadia.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Bats?
So we had rats?
We had bats, too.
We had bats.
Ooh, that's so Boston.
Yeah, there's a lot of bats.
Bats are here, too. Bats are here.
They're just little. But I just imagine, like Salem.
Every runner knows the feeling when you finally hit your stride. You stop thinking about every step and start focusing on the journey ahead. Running a small business should feel a little more like that. But when you're juggling payroll, benefits, hiring, and HR compliance on top of everything else, it's hard to find your rhythm. That's where JustWorks comes in. JustWorks handles the back office admin small business owners can't afford to get wrong. Combining intuitive software with real human support, they help keep your business moving forward. Think of JustWorks as a running buddy for your business. The support system that's there to help lighten the load so you can focus on the road ahead. Building something great takes endurance, and the right support can make every step feel a little lighter. Chase your dream, not the paperwork, because you don't have to worry when it just works. Head to justworks.com to learn more.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Whoa. I love Salem. Well, yeah, the like East Coast is like inherently very, very spooky because I think it's very old and has a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
But we had bats, we had fireflies, which we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen a firefly in real life.
Same.
As a kid, I almost thought they were like a myth, like they didn't actually exist.
They are everywhere. My summer night smells like watermelon and then like a cool, like cold, salty air with bats and then fireflies everywhere.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That sounds so nice.
That sounds amazing.
Would you, my grandma used to put like salt on the watermelon.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That,
I'm
Did you guys
that.
Eat it that way too?
No. Watermelon was always by itself until literally my late 20s. I was like, oh, people do stuff to watermelon?
Like tahine.
Tahine is good.
Tahine, mustard.
Yeah.
Mustard.
Come on, don't make me
talk. No.
What?
Mustard?
Yes. There was a really big pop star on TikTok one year who was like, yeah, I put mustard on my watermelon.
Just any kind of like yellow mustard?
I think Lizzo. Google, show me Lizzo talking about mustard on watermelon.
Wow.
Did you eat it like that?
I tried it.
Is it good?
It tastes like mustard and watermelon.
Ew,
I would cut the watermelon in half and I would just scoop it out of half of the watermelon. Mm. You were eating it like that before too.
People
I love limes
onto it.
Ooh,
summer food. I don't know. I think summer food might be my favorite type. No, I do love soup. Summer food.
Summer food plus
my faves.
I love summer food.
Me too.
I always feel like I'm so nostalgic when just like eating food that I had in the summer always brings me back to the feeling of summer.
Watermelon,
mm-hmm. corn on the cob, or like when certain fruits, like the strawberries are in season right now. Oh, the strawberries are
peaches?
So good.
Did you guys ever have watermelon ice cream cake?
Whoa. Huh?
I don't think so.
What's that?
Watermelon ice cream cake? Watermelon ice cream cake.
East Coast thing. East Coast thing.
What do you mean? How is that? How can a watermelon be an ice cream cake?
It's an ice cream cake, but it looks like a big ass.
Where'd you get it?
Oh,
it just looks like it. Does it taste like it too?
Yeah. It has. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't make the cake that like what is the Betsy Ross?
Like you, it looks like a big watermelon. You cut it.
Who's the cake lady?
And it's red. And
who's the cake lady?
Marie Callender's?
No, Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker made the watermelon cake. Remember she had those crazy bowls she would make her cakes with?
I think we got it from like Friendly's, which is a very East Coast place.
What's Friendly's?
Yeah, I haven't heard of that.
Okay, so she pioneered it.
So Lizzo tried the trend, but didn't enjoy it. So, okay.
Cool.
Anyways, haha.
This is kind of like a shift, but it sounds like I lived on another planet from you guys, which is pretty cool.
Oh, I love that.
Did you guys ever go camping?
I did, yeah, a lot.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Where?
I guess one time we did El Capitan, or...
Is that near Yosemite?
I have no idea. I was too young to know where I was. I was old enough, but I was young and had ADHD and that I didn't know where I was or why I was there most of the time.
You're like, where am I?
Oh, this is cool. I'll ride this bike around. El Capitan and I think one time Big Sur.
Did you like camping?
I always loved camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you actually like go in tents and like...
Mm-hmm. Tents. The like one time days? We tried to use an RV was horrible.
Mm.
But yeah, I definitely love camping, sleeping bags.
Same.
The feeling of sleeping on the ground is so fun.
The first time I ever camped, like in a tent, I was already in my 20s.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah, but as a kid, I always was like, oh, I wish that my family would go on road trips.
Me too. Because
you wanted your... Did your friends ever like... You know how sometimes your friends or cousins would take you... Did your friends ever take you camping or anything like that?
Yeah.
That was such a rare treat that I wish I got to experience more as being going on a vacation with another family.
I never went with friends, but I would go to Jersey with my cousins all the time.
Cool.
Yeah,
but I never went on like a... I don't think I've ever been on like a friends, family, friends camping trip. Because we camped a lot.
What was your camping setup?
We did a lot of stuff. We would go up to Maine... We would whitewater raft. My
were
mom was really
tent?
Into that.
Were you glamping?
No. There was no glamping whatsoever. Right. It was like a tent, all of our bikes, all of us squeezed into like maybe two, and I had four sisters. Sleeping bags, like the works.
I would love to go camping.
You should try it.
Yeah, I've never tried it. I would like to.
You've never been camping at all?
California has a lot of camping spots,
I'd like
too.
To.
Really?
California has a lot of great, easy camping spots. Like, there's some camping spots that are, like, that'll be campgrounds, like, in the woods. But then there'll also be, like, a little convenience store in the middle.
Yeah.
And shower. Oh.
Yeah, showers.
What do
shit.
We call that? That's not glamping.
No, it's kind of in the middle of the road. It's, like... Public camping? I don't know, because it's like, it's basically
campground.
Like campground.
Yeah.
It's a campground.
I would love to try that.
That sounds so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, give you permission to do it.
Look at us. This is the closest I've ever gotten to camping.
Really? Your family have never had like a backyard or anything?
Well, look.
Like backyard camp. As a kid, I always wanted to camp in my backyard, but I had no means. I had
no tent,
nothing, so I never gave it a shot.
It's kind of like a lot to get the means to camp. Like, it's not cheap.
It feels expensive.
You need a lot of things to...
Oh, wait. Do I have to go buy a tent and stuff?
If you want to go camping.
Yeah.
Can't I rent one?
Or you can borrow.
Sure
you can borrow.
My dad would probably give you everything. My dad has, like, the whole setup.
Borrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad has a portable shower. Like, my dad camps.
Whoa.
He's retired, so he's camping, like, almost every other weekend.
Have you used a portable shower before?
Have I?
Yeah.
No, I had to for a summer games.
Oh.
Talk about hot nights.
What else?
Washing bee-soaked slime off of us with water that you couldn't drink.
Was that the apocalypse?
Yeah, that was apocalypse.
What's a portable shower?
It kind of looks like those little tents that we were changing in the summer games.
Oh.
Where there's like a hose at the top.
I imagine that's for like a hazmat suit, like clean-off
station. Yeah, like, oh, you've been contaminated!
Yeah.
I love it. I feel like that's like... kind of what got my excitement for like scary stories, like me and my sister would tell.
Yeah.
I feel like summer is also like spooky, scary.
Like with a campfire and everything.
Yeah.
You have a campfire. Oh, I love campfires so much.
My mom is not a pyromaniac, but she essentially is. She loves fire.
I love campfires.
Did you guys ever have any camp superstitious stuff?
What do you mean?
Like horror?
Like sorry. Anything.
Oh, like if you do this way, something will happen?
Yeah.
Wait, like what? Do you have an example?
If the smoke was coming at you, and you're like when you're at the fire pit, and the smoke is bothering you only for some reason.
What does that mean? Our family,
well, you just have to go, I hate rabbits, rabbits hate me. I hate rabbits, rabbits
what?
Hate me.
And what?
Then the smoke would go somewhere
what?
Else.
What does that mean?
Is that a thing, or did your family make that up?
I think it was like a Mormon girls camp thing.
Whoa.
Where the girl's like, just say that, and then the smoke will go away, and that's how you know.
I hate rabbits, and the rabbits hate me.
I hate rabbits, rabbits hate me.
That's so
I have
funny.
No idea.
What would happen if you didn't say it? Was there any repercussion?
Or the rabbits would come and attack you
in the night. I don't think I was smart enough to test anything.
Yeah, you get mauled by rabbits.
I feel like every time I sat down on a fire, I'm like, ooh, and then the smoke would just get me.
Yeah, maybe it's like an energy thing.
Yeah, it's your energy.
Maybe it's the ions, the negative ions.
I actually kind of like when my clothes all smell like fire smoke because I've been hanging
hair.
Around a fire. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
That's why I love Korean barbecue.
That's what I was going to say, like Korean barbecue.
That's the closest you've ever got to camping.
Yeah, Korean barbecue. In Korea.
Korean barbecue outside in K-Town, yeah.
I want to see you. Closest. I want to see you camp, Olivia.
I think I would be great.
You think you'd fare well?
I think so.
Yeah.
You just, one thing you'll realize is like all the things you don't realize that you need.
You know?
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I think as I get older, I'm like, it's not really about the place that I'm at. It's who I'm with. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. No, I love that. Yeah. I realized too, it's like everything else, everything's just a backdrop for the connection I'm having.
Like, oh my God, we're in.
What city is this?
Denver.
Hey. Is it during Christmas time? Guys, you know what's cool about camping is you can travel anywhere. You just have to sit here and you're just traveling.
I'm just imagine it.
Whoa,
just
are those
imagine
falling
it.
Stars or?
That's New York
that's
City.
A helicopter going by.
So when you'd come back to school after the summer, were you the kid with the cool story about your summer?
No.
I was
would
the
always...
tannest kid in the world.
Wow, you were the coolest kid.
No, there was
you
always...
I don't know if I was the coolest, but I was the tannest.
I was the palest. I was like, yeah, I was in China inside.
I always like would see the girls, the blonde girls that came back from vacation and their hair's all frizzy, but still in the braids that they got
on
their island vacation.
Uh-huh.
Like, and they're like frizzy because they've been sleeping in them for like a week.
That's a thing.
You know those girls that like went on a fun family vacation, they had the braids and they're wearing limited too?
Yes.
So tan and cool.
So tan and cool.
I feel like a lot of my summers too were spent at away. Sleepover camp.
I never got
sleepover
that.
Sleepover camp? Is that just a camp where you go for multiple days?
Yeah, like I would go for 3 weeks.
Sleepaway camp. Like,
whoa! I always wanted to go.
Three weeks camp away. And I remember I cried so hard the first night because I was really homesick.
Aww.
But then you just have so much fun. You just get used to it. You're like probably about 2 hours away.
Yeah.
And you sleep over.
I guess I had sleepaway camp. I went to China.
Yeah, you went to China.
Yes.
You really went
sleep
to sleep away.
I really was away.
When I get back to school, everyone would be all tan and they'd have all these stories about like, I went to France or I went to Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, I stayed up real late every night in my bedroom.
I was in a playground till 2 a.m. hearing the birds.
I actually do get nostalgic for just like sitting on my computer until 5 a.m. with the window open and still hot air at night.
It reminds you of your childhood.
Yeah, sitting on the computer programming all night.
You know what's cool though is like even if you didn't have those summers that you wanted to, you're doing them now.
Yeah.
Are you doing them now?
Yeah, I definitely
you're traveling.
Like, I definitely travel
a lot.
More.
It's summer all year round for Anthony, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I do think that like I think now as an adult I made up for all the things I didn't experience when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like now I can go with my friends and sleep over and stuff.
Hell yeah, sleepovers.
Hell yeah, sleepovers.
That is
we
even
have
thing.
A show about it.
We did have a whole ass show about it. Did we sleep? Gnar.
Hey, you said you were going to put my hair up.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. So
doing hair.
Hair is
did you guys...
so long and curly, and Olivia was trying to put it up.
I pitched trying to get a Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Ariana Grande, but just for you.
Okay. There. That's
the
good.
Lamp can be right near me.
Okay.
Or it can be near the spooky stories. Guys, when you have three sisters, man, things get weird.
Yeah.
You're like, did you hear the woman with the golden arm? We would read so many scary
stories. The woman with the golden arm?
It's a real scary story.
Tell
shout out in the comments if you know this scary story.
I love wait, this.
Wait,
I love it.
How
it
long is
familiar.
It? Because I kind of want you to just
it's
tell
really
it right
quick.
Now.
It's a woman who has a golden arm. Nobody knows why. It's fine. It's olden times. Something happens to her, like a lover gets her and kills her.
For her arm?
Which is really terrible.
Wait, can you say it spookily?
Okay. So, there's a woman with a golden arm.
and a lover is jealous and feels greed, so he kills her and buries her in the ground. And it is spooky and dark outside, and in the middle of the night, he goes to her grave and he digs up her golden arm. And he takes her golden arm back to his house, and he has a whole other life, and he thinks, I did it. I've got what I wanted. She's out of our lives. I think he's remarried or something. So anyways, every single night since he did it, he hears this sound from outside the window.
Who took my golden arm? Where is my golden arm?
And every night it gets a little bit louder.
Who took my golden arm?
And like every single night it gets louder and louder and louder until she bursts through the door and goes, where's my golden arm? And then she takes the golden arm and kills him. And she lives in the spirit realm, and bitch has her golden arm back.
Bitch has her golden arm. Don't take our fucking
That's
golden arm.
That's just like one of 100 stories that me and my sisters, we would have the flashlight like this under our face and go, this is what we would do, and we do voices. You have to do voices.
Do you like his hair?
Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How does it look? Is it?
What happened in the back? Did you braid it?
Yeah.
Did
you braided my hair? Braids?
Yes.
Is this what you were? Is this a Ariana Grande?
No.
This is Ariana something.
Yeah. I kind of like it.
You into this?
It looks really good.
I'll just wear it like this the rest
of the day. You guys into it?
Yeah.
You like it? Do you like it?
Post in the comments if you're into it.
This is exactly what sleepovers are, by the way.
I can't even see it, but you know, if you're happy with it, I'm happy with it.
And then, of course, we make everyone streak naked.
What?
Would you go streaking?
Yeah.
As a kid, I would have been way too terrified to do that.
Oh, my God. It's just in the back. It's the woods.
Who are you streaking with? Naked in the woods is my worst nightmare.
Y'all were just naked?
No, we would go streaking once around the house and come back, and it was while the parents were asleep.
You guys, if you're, like, young and you're doing that, go do it. Go live.
If you're young and you're already doing it, keep doing it.
Even if you're old, go do it. Go enjoy your summer when you don't have a job or you have a summer job and you're with your friends.
Even if you do, I worked a lot of summers and I would find any time I could to swim or...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, that was the best.
And bike?
Did you go biking a lot?
I lived on my bike.
I didn't learn how to bike until I was 15.
Wow.
Because where I grew up, there was no sidewalks, and
we grew up
it
in
was
different,
really rough.
We grew up in different places.
You have a sidewalk near your place?
Yeah.
I lived on a street. It wasn't super steep, but there was a hill, and it went off into a really busy street.
Oh, yeah.
So
no.
It was really scary.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Did you guys have your first kiss in the summer?
Oh,
I think so.
I
don't know if it was in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the summer because I was at school, but it was summertime. It was like end of May.
I think first kisses was definitely like around the summer.
In the summertime in around my hometown, there was this, I think I've told this story about like the roller dome. There was a roller rink that on Fridays or something.
Cute.
It would do a dance night for teens. And it was the most awkward looking thing. It'd be this giant roller rink and then like 12 awkward little teenagers trying to dance in the middle to like the most.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Borealis.
Northern Lights!
Northern Lights!
Have you guys ever, I want to hear the rest of your story though.
Yeah, so it was just this awkward little roller rink that had dancing and they served pizza and we couldn't rollerblade and a guy kissed me there.
You just kissed him?
On the rollerblades? While you were rollerblading,
no.
He caught up to you?
We met him there, we texted a little bit, and then the next time I saw him there, we kissed.
Yeah, was it like initiated through text? Like,
no.
We're gonna kiss?
No, it was just kind of vibes, you know? It was we met at the roller rink, we're texting throughout the week, and because I love meeting boys from other schools. And
so fun.
It's so
no
interesting.
No strings attached.
No strings attached, no reputation.
Yeah. You don't have to see them in the hallway.
Yeah. It was just only when it was fun and exciting at the roller dome. And some weird old pop song was playing.
Hell yeah.
Was it magical?
Yeah, was it magical?
I think it kind of was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like first kisses usually feel magical.
Yeah. Well, actually, unless you both have braces.
I can't say that for sure.
I think I did have braces.
I had braces.
Braces were, it was like something I was nervous about, but never actually.
Fine.
When you finally kiss somebody, you're like, oh, I forgot I had braces.
Have you all had braces?
Every runner knows the feeling when you finally hit your stride. You stop thinking about every step and start focusing on the journey ahead. Running a small business should feel a little more like that. But when you're juggling payroll, benefits, hiring, and HR compliance on top of everything else, it's hard to find your rhythm. That's where JustWorks comes in. JustWorks handles the back office admin small business owners can't afford to get wrong. Combining intuitive software with real human support, they help keep your business moving forward. Think of JustWorks as a running buddy for your business, the support system that's there to help lighten the load so you can focus on the road ahead. Building something great takes endurance, and the right support can make every step feel a little lighter. Chase your dream, not the paperwork, because you don't have to worry when it just works. Head to justworks.com to learn more.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Yeah. Have you?
Mm-mm.
Wow, lucky boy.
Wow, Monsieur, wow.
This guy never had braces. His hairline is strong as the day is long.
Holy crap.
It's because he stayed inside.
Who is? It's because he stayed inside.
Yeah, I didn't get the sun radiation.
Yeah.
No, braces. I feel like every single person in my town had braces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's very normal.
It was like a part of life is you had to be in so much pain, and then you tried to do like the colors of your school on your braces, and they always look bad.
Yeah.
Mine was orange and black. Nightmare.
Oh, it was Halloween mail?
Halloween all the time.
It was Halloween all the time, essentially.
Wow. Mine were gold and royal blue, not just blue.
That makes sense.
Mine was gold and red.
Ooh, mine was like a gold, like yellow, and black.
Ooh. Wow, cool that you guys got the gold.
I don't know why they call it gold. It was definitely just yellow.
Yeah.
I like the gold and red combo.
Yeah, the gold and red.
That's cool.
Yeah. Arcadia.
That's pretty. I am like addicted to this sky.
This is so cool.
Okay, the normal location for this is Alaska, Iceland.
Oh, for like Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, but it can be anywhere.
It's anywhere really north enough that you can kind of see, because this is the magnetic field and this is the sun or the solar interaction with solar flares, I believe.
Is that why you see those lights?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Because you've seen those in person before.
Yeah, I saw it one time.
Cool.
I went to Iceland and I went there for almost a week, and I was always looking up to the sky to see if you could see it, and I never saw it. I was kind of bummed out. And then I parked my car at my hotel and I realized like, oh shit, I have to move this because I'm going to get a ticket if I leave it here. And I was kind of all grumpy about it, and I went and reparked the car. And then I look up and I'm like, holy shit. And then it looked like this, and it was the most amazing thing.
Good thing you had to move your car.
I know. I was like, yay.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, and that's when I realized that.
Do you know what's weird? And I am going to shout out the East Coast right now. Is like 2 years ago, my mom took a picture and it was in the sky.
And you couldn't see it with your eyes, but you could see it in the photo?
I wasn't there. I was in California and she took it. But she had to like set her camera specifically.
Yeah.
It was during a time that it was like kind of happening.
I remember that. I remember that. But I feel like there are random times in the year where you can see it in very northern parts of the U.S.
Yeah. In Southern California, you never.
Did you just raise your hand?
I did raise my hand.
Yes, Olivia? Student. It's summer. You don't have to raise your hand.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah, leave that at school.
Do you guys remember that one summer in California where the, I don't know what it's called, but we all went to the beach and we saw like these blue lights.
Oh, underneath. the luminous.
Oh, the bioluminescence.
Yeah.
I've never seen bioluminescence.
Oh, they happen often.
Really?
It's so cool.
But it happens a lot. It can happen in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And when the waves go, the waves look like they're glowing.
That's so cool.
Blue.
That's so cool.
I went, and my school had like an overnight trip in Catalina. Mm-hmm. We stayed in this place called Fox Cove. And we did, if you paid $5, you could do the night dive. This classmate of mine, she did me a solid and gave me a $5 bill so I could go. And they had us go out in this night dive. We had like flashlights and stuff. And then they told us all to turn off our flashlights and then look underwater and then move our hands around. And it was like crazy.
Wow.
We were in it.
It happens more often than you think.
That's really cool.
And when you move the water around. So that's why when waves crash. It's
Have you guys ever seen a full, like, a Milky Way galaxy out, like, in See, in Sedona and Joshua Tree, I remember looking up at the sky and seeing this in person is just the most breathtaking feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, in Parker, Arizona, where I used to spend some of my vacations, like my family would drive the 5 hours to the Colorado River. And at night, yeah, you could see the faint, like, discoloration. Not the not the pink, but the, like, lightness of the Milky Way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sedona is magic. I went there once, and I think I saw a little bit of the Milky Way. It's just a magical place.
It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very strict there about, like, how much light pollution, like, they have rules about the way that, like, street lamps can be set up and the type of light that you can use.
See, for, like, I love that.
I love that. It preserves the stars in the sky.
Nature.
And I mean, it's like, it's obvious why throughout history, civilizations like cared so much about the sky, because it's like the only thing you could see at the in night.
Yeah,
right?
It told them what was going on. I do have a question though. What is everyone's favorite summer critter?
Summer critter?
A critter.
I think bats are so
That's what I was
cool.
gonna say.
Actually, when I went to Sedona, I stayed at this hotel that had a big pool there that was illuminated, and you could just see all these bats coming down. I'm guessing they were like eating bugs
in
off
the
of the
pool?
Not like on the they were skimming the surface and like catching all the bugs that were flying over
that's
the
sick.
Pool. And it was just like all these constant bats flying.
That's
down.
That's sick.
So
that's really cool.
What about owls?
Owls.
Owls are so cool to witness.
Like barn
too.
Owls?
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
My favorite summer critter is Olivia during Smosh Summer Games because she's so small and she gets so angry.
Don't even let me get me started.
Why do you get
Don't
so angry?
Let me get me started.
Little ball, she gets so angry.
Do we have a blender on site for the hot dogs?
I'm an onion with a lot of layers.
Wait, what are summer critters in China?
Oh.
Did you ever witness any?
No. But I remember I would see little bunnies all the time.
Aww. Okay, bunnies.
Yeah.
Bunnies. Okay, bunnies.
In like California, we'd always see like at night driving around like a big field or a park, like you just see bunnies hopping around.
I love that squirrels are different colors in different areas.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like Colorado, there's like the normal squirrels that we have in California that are like just like coyote, like brown, light brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then as you get to Colorado, there's those and then all black.
Yep.
Ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get even more east and it's like the red ones.
Yeah. Red ones.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Those are the special ones.
Those are the special ones.
Favorite critters.
I wonder if they adapt so that they like look like a fox or something. Or like the black ones to look like a little bear cub.
Oh.
To protect themselves.
We used to have foxes.
Yeah.
Not often, but we would have some foxes.
On the East Coast?
Yeah. They were little. We never had reds. We had chipmunks.
Chipmunks.
Everywhere. I don't know if we had red squirrels or anything like that.
Rats would always run across the back wall of my backyard.
I think rats are kind of cute. But
no.
People are so afraid of them.
I do not like rats.
So gross. Is that because you have an association with them? What's your rat story?
I worked in Boston and there were just rats everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh my God, I'm gonna go get to this place quicker and cut through this alley.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd cut through and then you'd go, what's that noise? And then like 100 rats would come out like all over your feet.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
On your feet?
Yeah.
Ooh.
New York and Boston.
For free?
Honey.
You let them on your feet.
New York, the rats were the size of my torso.
What?
Girl.
What?
Are you joking?
Are you talking about with the tail or without the tail?
City rats.
Without the tail. The girth of them was the size of my torso.
What?
Let me tell you, they lived in restaurants. They ate spaghetti and meatballs.
No.
They were so snatched.
They had a glass of wine every night. Like, those rats were eating. Anyways, another question. Did you guys ever sneak out?
Mm-hmm.
I never had to. I hate to say that. But
what do you mean?
Why?
I never had to sneak out. My mom gave me a lot of freedom. To do whatever.
That's nice.
She would be like, well, you help get us, you know, groceries, or you help, like, I took on a lot of responsibilities when I was young, so she would very much remind me that she's giving me a lot of
freedom
because I was so mature and helpful.
I love when they remind us about those things.
Yeah.
I didn't sneak out in the summertime. I would have to help my mom, like, move. I remember one day, everyone was going to a friend's house and I had to help my mom do work in her warehouse. And I was like, Mom, like everyone's at their house. Like, I have to do this. And then, but my mom gave me a lot of freedom. I was only sneaking out, I think, when I had my first high school boyfriend.
Wow.
But I wasn't sneaking out in the summer.
Mm. Oh, like sneaking out at night when you weren't supposed to see him or what?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that wasn't like in the summertime. It was like during school.
Mm. Whoa. Mm. I snuck school out nights. A lot. Yeah. Yeah. Not in my house, but like if I was staying at a friend's.
You would sneak out from your friend's house?
Oh, me and my friend would sneak out and we'd meet our crushes on the street.
Oh my God.
Or we would, I think I've already said this on the pod, but we pool hopped.
Yes.
Is that
yes.
literally where you go into random people's pools?
Yes.
And like, what?
Would you jump over the fences and jump into their pool?
Yes.
Crazy. Whoa.
No one had fences. No one really.
Oh, oh.
People, they're in the woods.
They were just. They just had their pool. It wasn't like aggressive security.
I feel like it's a. Yeah.
It was very
a
scary.
Bouncer.
Let me tell you, yeah. I didn't love pool hopping because I got so worried that we were like fucking up their pool. Like I more was friends with rebels.
Right.
If it was just me, I probably would be like, I don't know, this is kind of crazy. I don't really love breaking the rules like that, but I surrounded myself with like rebel friends.
Would you say they were bad influences?
Sometimes, yeah, they were definitely bad influences like later on in life. Like I definitely was like, this is not a good situation. Yeah. But I think I really had to like organize my thoughts if this is a good thing. I think what's good for me is I need to be around people who like will challenge themselves and test themselves because I was like a scared kid
yeah.
growing up. I was afraid of a lot of things. And my mom is very like an adrenaline junkie.
Mm.
So like, I think it was very good for me to have those experiences.
Like to encourage you to take risks?
Yeah, yeah, to take risks yeah. and to see, like to get out of my comfort zone. But yeah, sometimes it was like, this is not good. But never when we pool hop, we never got caught. Because nice. I was like swimming like this. But we did sneak out all the time and like run yeah. on the road and you know, it was fun.
I never really like snuck out. Like my mom would know that I was going to hang out with friends, but my friends yeah. and I would get up to mischief, right?
Yeah, of course.
Like there was this one night where I think my friends were kind of bad influences in that way. They're like, it was political season. There were a whole bunch of political like signs in the lawns. And they're like, let's just take as many political signs as we can from every party, everything in between.
Put them in one lawn.
And put them on one lawn.
Yes! it's like Republican, Democrats yeah. all over, like just 70.
Every single
Wait,
type.
Wait, that's funny as
so
hell.
So much gore.
That's so funny.
But I was so scared. And the cops.
Yeah, okay, you're kind of similar to me then.
But the cops came. The cops came.
And what happened?
And they're like, what are you doing? And we were like,
oh, this guy voted for both parties. It's
like,
not our fault.
We're just trying to spread
joy.
The message of, you know, politics. And they're like, okay. And they were like fine with it.
Okay.
Well, you weren't drinking or anything.
No, we weren't drinking.
Yeah. So it's fine.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, did you guys ever do like a senior prank? Did you guys have that at your school?
There were definitely senior pranks.
I don't think I was involved in them though.
Our school had an attempt. I think we were trying to copy another year that did it, where it was like the prank was that you camped on the great lawn of the high school, but I think the administration found out about it, and so we all like got there at like 1 a.m. We're like, all right, let's go, and immediately police cars were there, and they were like, get out, and then we didn't even set up tents or anything, or maybe we did. I can't remember, but
it's hard to organize when you're kids.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
We did something.
What did you do?
I don't think it was a nice thing to do.
Okay.
It's okay. You are forgiven. You're a kid. Well, let's
go. Actually,
let's hear the story.
I didn't really take part in it.
Uh-huh.
But there was a bunch of seniors who had a list of things that we had to go around town to collect.
Like a scavenger hunt?
It was a scavenger hunt. Then you would collect these things and you would throw it in our
pool. Three human heads.
Yeah.
Threw it in our pool. Like our school.
Oh, wait, what kind of
stuff? What did you have to collect? This is hilarious.
Like a chair. Like
What chair? Whose chair? Like,
there's like a random like chair.
Like one of your teacher's chairs or something?
Something. Like it was like random like things that you would find around town and then they would throw it in our like school
pool. How did you get it all to the pool? Did you guys drive?
Because we had an outdoor pool.
Did you guys drive at this point to gather all the stuff?
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
And I remember, like, the next day, the seniors who did it had to, like, take it out of the pool.
Like, you had to dive in and grab it?
You had to do it?
I didn't do it. I wasn't really a part of it. I really wasn't a part of it. I think I was in someone's car, and then I was like, oh, I don't want to, like...
You're like, I don't want to be a part of it, but tell me what you're putting in the pool.
What was the craziest thing that was put in the pool?
Maybe, like, a chair. Like
Dr. John Smith of the town was put in the pool.
The mayor was put in the pool.
That's really funny. Honestly, yeah. That's a pretty good prank.
There was this senior prank. I don't even know if you'd call it a prank. It was just stupid that Ian was a part of that. I did. I was like, I'm not partaking in that. Where he and a bunch of kids, it's almost like a picnic table, but it was like a big heavy duty one with, where you could sit like,
oh no.
You could sit like 10 people around it. And they all hoisted it onto the roof.
Whoa.
Of the pool.
I thought you meant in a pool. I was like,
no,
that's
not a pool.
Whoa.
Not a pool.
That's kind of, how do they do that?
I don't know how they did it.
They're like, hey, where do you guys want to have lunch?
Up there.
So, I mean, I'm like, oh, ha, okay.
Did
like,
they get in trouble? Did they know it was them?
I don't think they found out it was them.
Such a random thing. And now security cameras are everywhere, so probably can't get away with it anymore.
I feel like they didn't really have security cameras then, but I feel like it's so easy.
No one had security cameras.
I feel like there's security cameras everywhere, all the time, always.
You can't do anything fun.
You can't put a chair in a pool.
Get away with anything.
You can't hop in someone's pool.
I think there was a really famous year where I think they stuffed every lock of every door with either like a dime or like filled it with something.
So horrible.
No, you couldn't unlock any of the classroom doors.
Like, school's out.
I can't remember hearing the repercussions or anything. Because it was like not my time in high school. But
I think the thing that we did was like a fart bomb or something in the hallway.
Fart bomb? Yeah. You mean a Smosh Games video?
I don't know. We did like a fart bomb or a stink bomb or whatever it's called. And that's pretty much it.
Was there a fart bomb in a Smosh Games video?
I've been sprayed with fart spray multiple times on
really?
Well, Smosh Games Twitch. Sorry, I should say Twitch.
That's
but
cute.
Yeah.
That was in the era. I was
fart
not
sprays.
Here.
No, yeah. Nice but it's not.
I'm safe. I'm good. I'm
you're
safe,
good. You're
guys.
Good. You're good. You're good.
Okay.
No fart sprays here, guys.
Yeah.
Not in this backyard.
Wait. How do we get fart spray?
What do you mean how you get
it? You sell it. They sell
it. I would love to just spray Shane randomly.
No.
During a pod and then a guest comes on.
It's actually horrible.
So I spray it on him real quick. Oh, yeah. Then I would have to.
Yeah, you're sitting there with that shit.
I go like this on the back of his shirt and he walks up to hug a guest.
God.
He's like,
you would know.
Man.
He would know.
And he goes, she sprayed me with a fart spray. I didn't.
No.
So she sprayed me with a. Is a fart spray.
And you're like, ew, Shane.
And I'm like, I didn't. I don't know what. I'm a mom. Like, dude, I would never do that.
I'm a mom.
I'm a mom.
I'm a mom. I would not do that.
I would never do that.
I'm a mom.
I saw a really cute comment that said that you are such a good example of, like, they haven't seen, like, a mom retain her personality and her lifestyle and her friends and all these things.
That's so sweet.
It was this really cute comment saying that you're such a good example of, like, being able to maintain your life after having a kid.
Like, yeah, some people
did you see
like,
that one?
Yeah. No. I haven't seen it, but I understand so what they're saying.
Isn't that so sweet?
That is, like, a very big compliment. That means a lot because I think moms can feel like they've lost, you know, part of their identity or something. But what's cool is you actually, like, if you just kind of give in a little bit, you're actually gaining, like, a whole new identity that's, like, way more full and way more layered. And that makes me really... I have to attribute that to my community. Like, they really remind me of who I am.
Yeah, and definitely, like, it obviously helps when you have people that can help watch Cole.
Yeah.
But
I get breaks and
But also I feel like growing up, my perspective of moms was always like your life completely
changes
and you are now like your new identity is mother, right? Like,
you know what? I totally agree. And I think what also helps is that is the opposite of my mom. My mom got even wilder when she became, because my mom's like, loves to travel, loves to scuba dive, loves to cycle everywhere. She got even more like into all of that as a mom. Like she was an amazing mom, but never became like, I'm going to call you every week.
Right.
And I'm going to be, no. So maybe it's because I have that.
Maybe a little bit of
and
that.
And my two sisters also too, they did not lose their. That's a really nice compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
If I ever saw this in the sky, I'd think we're dying.
Me too.
It looks like the eye of Sauron.
Sauron.
Like, this isn't how it actually looks with the visible wavelength that we can see, but they use different, they're able to see what this actually looks like with the full spectrum of light. Like, we can only see this little tiny sliver of visible light, but then they are able to take, I was just learning about this.
You know a lot about, do you know a lot about space, or do you know a lot about, like, the
I'm just so fascinated by space in general. Like, just how there's, like, it all, like,
every runner knows the feeling when you finally hit your stride. You stop thinking about every step and start focusing on the journey ahead. Running a small business should feel a little more like that. But when you're juggling payroll, benefits, hiring, and HR compliance on top of everything else, it's hard to find your rhythm. That's where JustWorks comes in. JustWorks handles the back office admin small business owners can't afford to get wrong. Combining intuitive software with real human support, they help keep your business moving forward. Think of JustWorks as a running buddy for your business. The support system that's there to help lighten the load so you can focus on the road ahead. Building something great takes endurance, and the right support can make every step feel a little lighter. Chase your dream, not the paperwork, because you don't have to worry when it just works. Head to justworks.com to learn more.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Almost an infinite amount of things we don't know.
So we couldn't see this intense red color.
I feel like we might see just like...
Is this real?
Just like an orange. I don't know if this is real specifically, but there are things like this. Like, this might be a supernova. I don't know. But like...
A red wine?
A red wine?
Is that the name of a red wine?
No, that's the name of a Chappell Roan song. So wait, why can we only see a certain amount of light? Asking for a friend.
Our eyes have evolved only to see a specific range of the amount of light that there actually is that's actually helpful for us.
Okay.
But it's only like 10% of the light spectrum.
Do you think if we saw the full spectrum, we would like burn our eyes?
I don't think it would be, it just...
It wouldn't be fun.
Well, because like X-ray is all the way on the other side. And, like X-ray waves can go through certain layers of your skin, for example.
Yeah, right.
So if we could see the full spectrum, we'd see through shit.
So
we'd
X-ray see... is a color?
No, like if
it's
we got
a spectrum of light.
It's a spectrum of light. So when we get X-rays, that's when they can see like through our...
Oh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because the wavelengths can go through certain type of material, but not the bones in the same way.
That's fascinating. Can I be real though? Space, I love underwater. Space actually scares me a lot.
I feel like underwater almost scares me more than space.
I'd rather explore space than underwater.
Yeah, I think it's all f***ing terrifying. Get it all out of here.
Well, you know, we've explored so much more of space. And yeah, it's way bigger than the deep sea.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
That is weird. There's so much we don't know about the bottom of our own ocean when we've been to the moon.
Yeah. Space is spooky.
I mean, it is very scary. Like, if I really think about it, it is scarier than the ocean. It's infinitely colder, infinitely wider, infinitely more unknown.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's also like, it's one thing to be able to be somewhere to explore it. But like, we've explored so much of space in that we have seen it. And
our
telescopes and other ways of exploring. So we've technically seen more of space than the ocean because it is so much harder to get that actual like.
Yeah.
Because it is an entirely different, it's water.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Remember a few summers ago when you and me were just like so obsessed with the Titanic submarine?
Oh my God.
What's that?
You had vivid dreams of trying to find them.
Was that the submarine where they went missing and then they...
Oh yeah,
I had dreams that I was like gonna find them.
We were at VidCon and we were up late talking about it,
watching all the news. I was like, I'm going to find the submarine.
That has got to be one of the most terrifying ways.
I can't.
You will never catch me in a submarine.
No.
You will never catch me in a submarine.
Oh.
You will never catch me cave diving. I'll do a night dive, but you'll never catch me cave diving.
You won't catch me on a helicopter. You won't catch me bungee jumping.
Never. Never. I'm really... really into that. I mean, I am obsessed with the Titanic, but that's like a whole other.
Man, like, when can we just bring that shit back up?
Can we just bring it back
you
up?
Can bring it back up anytime you want.
We just did.
Can we just take it on a crane and bring it back?
Like, bring it up.
Oh, no, it'll
it would fall apart.
Break apart.
Yeah. I feel like that ship was probably so much bigger than I even imagined it in my head.
I mean,
like,
I've told this story.
I think it's smaller than a Carnival cruise.
It's very small.
Really?
It's actually very small.
Oh, I've never seen a cruise ship in person.
Which is so funny. My film teacher in high school was talking about the Titanic, and we were like, it's crazy how ships are like twice that size now.
Yeah.
And then my teacher, he was like, oh, honey, they'll never make a ship that big again.
That was
in 2013. We're like, buddy, they make triple that size now. It's a city. It is a vertical, it's a horizontal city.
Yeah. Wait, they're like skyscrapers.
Wait, you've never seen a cruise?
I've never seen a cruise ship.
I've never seen a cruise. I've been on
an amazing cruise once in my life.
I've been on a cruise.
It's a city?
It is a city. It is a skyscraper.
I don't like it.
I'm almost scared. It's like mega structure shit scares me.
Well, I think just like being on the open sea in a ship, anything could happen. I will say though, I do love like being on the open sea. Like
Samos
on the open sea.
I do love an open ocean moment.
Would you go on the... Yeah, have you all been out on the open ocean?
Mm-hmm.
My papa owned a sailboat, and my uncle, but I think we sold the sailboat, but my sisters got to really sail a lot. But when I lived in Martha's Vineyard, I was on a couple sailboats.
Whoa.
I wrote for this Martha's Vineyard magazine, and I got to go on... Black Dog is like a big brand out there, and they have this really... like 40-foot schooner.
You should reach out to them.
And they put me on that. And that was, it is really magical.
Mm. I think the craziest thing that I ever experienced was my sister was in the Navy when I was in high school.
So cool.
And she was on the Lincoln, which is a really big aircraft carrier. And they do this thing called the Tiger Cruise, where people who are stationed on this aircraft carrier can bring family this is how we went. We went to Jacksonville, Florida, got on the cruise ship with luggage, slept in the bunks with everybody in the Navy in the dark red underground for 3 nights going up to Virginia. And so for days we were on this aircraft carrier and I vlogged the whole thing, but it's just swimming in copyrighted music because I was in high school. But we would sit at the very edge of the front of the aircraft carrier because it's just a flat slab and our feet were dangling off the front.
That's
and
so
we'd just
cool.
be on the ocean.
I went on a sailboat one time. I just remembered YouTube Rewind at one point. They had us on a little boat out in the ocean.
That was a little yacht.
It was a little yacht.
You guys cut your hand
over. Oh, yeah, they forced us to cheers our wine glasses over and over and over again. Harder, harder,
and then
I sliced open my finger.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yacht life.
I went, living that yacht life. And then
it was an I'm on a Boat parody.
That's what it was with Tyler Oakley. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I went on a sailboat one time, and then we kind of got a little too far away from the land, and the waves were insane.
Scary.
And you feel everything. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it back.
My tummy could never.
We're about to finish our little hang. I mean, we can hang forever and the cameras can just turn off. But I do have a question for you guys. When was a moment that you felt like an adult? Like in your summer times, like maybe growing up or camping or not camping or being in China, when was the time that you were like, whoa, I feel like an adult right now?
Oh. Like the first time we felt like an adult, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's not fun memories, so.
One of the times.
Yeah. Feeling like an adult, I think, sometimes it's a negative memory.
Because loss of innocence or childhood or something.
Yeah. I think when you're younger and you feel like an adult, it can definitely be something that's can be painful.
Mm-hmm. I rejected the idea of feeling like an adult because I felt like in some ways I was forced to grow up quick and be an adult in so many ways that I didn't necessarily want to be. So I resented it. I just want to be a kid. I don't want all these extra responsibilities. I was comparing myself to my friends and I was like, they don't have these responsibilities. I want to be more of a kid like them.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I was kind of I just resented it a little bit.
I get that. I feel like mine was when I was forced in school to read Where the Red Fern Grows. And I was like, oh my God. This is the saddest book about dogs.
Wait, is it about dogs dying?
Yes.
Oh.
I remember this.
Hunting dogs. Oh. And I remember feeling so sad about, like, death and grief. And I was young. And I was like, oh. It made me feel like an adult because I was like, I'm so little to carry all of this. But you do and you can. Anyways.
I feel that. So
summer intensely. Reading.
Summer reading.
Yeah.
I did not read books in the summer.
We had to.
Oh, like when you go back to school next year?
Yeah.
Did I do some Spark Notes?
No, I never did that.
I never did.
What are you guys talking about?
Summer I never
reading always
you
simply
to do
just
reports
failed the
on it.
Yeah,
no.
I just wouldn't do it.
Oh. I just wouldn't do it.
Oh. I guess I got Spark stressed.
Notes. I had a 2.1 GPA one year. Like, I was
Were you
not...
getting GPAs in like, we're talking about in elementary school or up in high school?
Middle school.
High school. And then in middle school, you could look at what your GPA was.
Yeah.
Because an A was a 4.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like
you could math it out if you
They've
wanted.
Changed the way that they give grades now where it's the, they use terminology like...
Well done.
Like, yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you. Hey, similar, you're growing.
Similar. They use words that are like... Not, I don't think... Well, at least the younger kids don't get like a lettering system anymore. Mm. At least a lot of the kids that I... when I hear about report cards and stuff, it's all different.
Oh, interesting.
That's wild.
But I think it's good because I feel like there's when you have a number or a letter associated with it, you're like, oh, I'm this good or I'm this bad.
Yeah.
Instead of like proficient or excelling, you know, things like that.
Wow, that's good for them. You know what
good
I'm saying?
Good for them, dude.
Yeah.
Guys, this was really nice.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Nice. I really like this whole environment. I mean, give it up to Art. And everyone involved with this set. It is
so cool.
So beautiful.
Thank you for doing my hair.
They did so much hard work and
Great
they
job,
did such
guys.
An amazing job.
So beautiful.
Guys, this is last splash week, so you'll be seeing other videos related to pools. There's some really exciting videos coming out. You might see some mermaids. I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Anyways, let us know in the comments if you guys camped your first kiss. And if you guys read Where the Red Fern Grows, because I really need to know.
Yeah. Where it grows.
Find your people. Hags!
Hags!
Hags. Have a good summer.
Bye.
Hags. Hags.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.